This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're on the march. The globalists are floating around their little Wally-mobile.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gavin McGinnis, CompoundMedia.com for this. We've got time zones messed up in about 30 minutes. Anthony Gushardi can come in, finish the interview. I love the angles he's going with. And then he has a lot of the news he's going to cover. Briefly, free shipping this week on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. We kept three of the nutraceuticals also at 40% off and 30% off. But DNA Force is going to sell out. Brain Force is going to sell out. And we're going to sell out, too. We got more coming in. Those probably won't sell out. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. These are just really good nutraceuticals, top of the line, very low prices. And with your free will, you fund an operation that just promotes liberty and freedom. Gavin, first off, thanks for joining us. Yeah, in closing here with you and I, obviously you're going to be with Gushardi for two segments. Do you think humanity's on the march? Because I do think we're kind of rediscovering our roots, or am I being too optimistic?
I think a great way to gauge that is you know, the canary in a coal mine. I remember 5-10 years ago, Alex Jones was this crazy guy who was always fighting the government, and that's nuts because the government's right most of the time. So he's out of his mind, and he probably believes people are reptiles. Today, InfoWars is like Breitbart. People don't say that's, well, a few crazy liberals do, but most sane people go, yeah, InfoWars is saying, da-da-da-da-da. Breitbart is saying da-da-da-da-da. It's just a very reliable news source, and it turns out that this so-called nut was right. And you see this with lots of people. Jim Goad used to be considered a total freak. Now he's a wise old sage. Steve Saylor, Peter Brimelow, Jared Taylor, V. Dare, all of these sites, the American Enterprise. And look at Charles Murray. Charles Murray wrote Coming Apart, where he said, we are out of touch with the working class, and we're building this ivory tower of academics and media pundits and politicians who don't know what average people go through. And it's almost like Nostradamus, like it couldn't have become more true. And now the social justice warriors, who seemed like freedom riders 10 years ago, are now the laughingstock. Everyone sees them as the church.
Well, I agree. So as bad as it is, it's a paradox. I mean, they are a laughingstock now. And seriously, what they do to me is every day, and I'm not exaggerating, but let's not exaggerate, 50 times a day. I mean, so many I can't. They go, Alex Jones believes in space aliens and lizard people. And I say, I'm sure there's life in space. I don't know what's going on, but I don't believe all that. They misrepresent, or they say that I believe in Bigfoot. Never talked about Bigfoot. So they can't beat what we're saying. They just or they say, he doesn't like black people. When the hell did I say that? They just make stuff up. They just make it up.
Well, that's the beauty of the information age, because they go, really? He hates black people? And then all it takes is one person to go look it up and go, actually, he never said that. And it's just such a great defense in the information age, because someone can just grab their phone and go, yeah, he never said that. Like, oh, Trump said that all Mexicans and Muslims have to be deported? Show me where he said that. Find me that sentence.
There was another one. They even have the fake right-wing attack me. They go, Alex Jones has attacked street preachers. And I wasn't even my person. I was interviewing somebody, and they said, these people discredit Christians, screaming in everyone's face. I think they have a First Amendment. Sometimes I think they're obnoxious, but the point is, I never said that. So the new thing is to attack me from the controlled right and say that I'm attacking street preachers. Just made up. But you know what? I think that's the last gasp of the mainstream media, yeah, that they have to lie about everything.
It's the death knell. And they have all these little things that are indications that they're a dying animal. They sound like roadkill, just having their last gasp. And my favorite one is, look, I know political correctness has gotten out of hand with something, but last time I checked, it was just people treating other people with respect. I've heard that sentence 100 times, and it really is just sort of a...
So what replaces it, though?
Freedom, liberty, free speech. I mean, the government is actually not bad when it comes to free speech. It's the people. We are more Orwellian to each other than the government is. The government won't get you fired for making a speech, but your coworkers will cause a big stink. Twitter will get you fired. They'll contact your boss. There'll be a boycott.
That's right. It's a modern witch hunt. It's a modern witch hunt.
For me?
It's a modern witch hunt.
It's Salem all over again. And the thing that drives me nuts is, say it was Salem, right? And your husband gets picked up for wearing black. Your wife should go, what the hell is going on here? People can't wear black. But in this culture now, your wife would go, why were you wearing black? You know it's Salem. You know it's the witch hunt. And you go,
hold on, stay there. You're going to take over. Finish up with Salem straight ahead. Gavin McGinnis is our guest. Gucciardi.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
That's right, this is the resistance, and if you're listening, we're going to talk about some real things, not just what the media wants to force down your throat as a talking point that no one actually cares about. And we've got Gavin McInnes, also via Skype in studio. We're going to talk about a lot of interesting things. Political correctness. This story here also. CNN, I just grabbed it, printed it before the show. CNN show trashes Trump 200 times more than covering Obama's $400 million Iran payment. So even if you don't like Trump, it doesn't even matter. They won't even talk about the real things anymore because they're too busy trashing Trump. All they care about now is trashing Trump and how mean he is and whether Melania was in some photos in a magazine or whatever. Oh, my word. Right. They're just constantly getting triggered, I guess. We're going to talk about political correctness. We're going to talk about the burkini only day at French water parks. We're going to talk about Rio Olympics. It's politically incorrect to criticize that. Chinese hurdler vomited on and robbed of luggage. Danish Olympic team hit by thieves. They couldn't get in the gate of their own event, the officials. Lots and lots of stuff. But Gavin McInnes from CompoundMedia.com, his Twitter is at Gavin_McInnes, McInnes. He's an entrepreneur, a comedian. He's just a very, very all-around interesting guy with a lot of good points. So, Gavin, glad to have you back. It was a good segment with Alex for sure. So, first and foremost, let's hit this right away. All the articles I have before me, a lot of them are about political correctness, right? It's about, like, people getting so upset and so offended. And I believe that at the end of the day, it's all a bunch of BS, and it reminds me of how the Washington Post found that 9 out of 10 Native Americans weren't offended by the Redskins' name. And if you remember, they were like, oh, the Redskins, that's such a racist, offensive name to Native Americans. And it was all the white people and other whatever in the media saying how offended the Native Americans are. They're not even offended at all. I mean, do you think the majority of people are really just saying this is totally absurd or what?
Yeah, I'm married to an Indian. I made a bunch of Indians. And I remember reading in early 2000s that the number was about 4% for them caring. And then it became the thing to do. And we have the president saying, I would change the name if I were you. Then it went up really high. And I could tell it was fake. See, that's what happens with these things. When you lay out the red carpet of griping, a lot of people go, yeah, I'm going to take it. And they jump on board. And so Indians did care for about a year when it was the hot thing, and then it went back to the normal number, which is zero. Indians name their own teams Redskins.
And, you know, here's what's funny, too. We're going to talk about, you know, what you learned through being an entrepreneur and actually gaining gratitude and appreciating things. But I've got a story here about the first modern man from 3200 BC in National Geographic. And you think about his problems. We won't get too much into it, but they identified this person who is the first modern man with a name. So, like, the first story, what he did and everything. You think about his problems, right? Maybe not dying of starvation. Maybe not dying in a tribal attack, right? Maybe not getting a spear through his gut, feeding his family, whatever. Think about his problems, and now think about the modern-day problems. We've condensed them into, instead of the real things that are issues, into getting triggered on Twitter, right? So you think about thousands of years ago, we were so upset about tribes coming in and killing our families and not getting enough food, and now we're just as upset about politically incorrect statements on Twitter and Facebook. I mean, what do you think about that? Our problems now are absurd.
Well, it's amazing. I saw this thing the New York Times put together, and it was all these horrible discoveries they've made while embedded in the Trump followers movement, whatever you want to call it, for a year. And they got one N-word and one Z-Kyle over a year of camping out with these guys. And before they aired the segment, they said, warning, some dangerous content may offend some viewers. And I thought, imagine being 89, 92 years old or something, having been in World War II, and seeing someone need a warning on their screen before they look at a year of Trump protesters.
You actually think about it.
Yeah, there it is. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
No, yeah, go ahead.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. It starts out with a huge warning before they just show you some of the most benign stuff you've ever seen. And you think, you don't have to go back to cave.
Exactly. Hey, we are losing your Skype feed a little bit there, but we were playing on screen there. Yeah. So it's warning. We lost McInnes right now. We'll get him back on as soon as we can. But it's like, warning. This could be offensive just watching Trump protesters. How about watching just watching the protesters that we have on the Alex Jones channel, things they say, right? I mean, God, if you even ask someone a question, they start cursing you out. Looks like we got McInnes back. But what do you think about that? When you ask these people questions now, they start screaming at you and cursing at you, like any question at all.
Yeah, I know why that is. Because they spent $200,000 on this Marxist rhetoric. And when you question it, they realize what a house of cards their entire foundation is, their entire ideology. And it becomes a crippling an awakening where they go, oh, my God, I don't really know anything. And so they panic and they start screaming. And you see this at protests. They'll use like an air horn, meh, meh, in your face when you try to talk. Or they use bullhorns. Or they spit in your face. They spit in your face. And I try to get these people on my show all the time to debate them, even though it gets real boring because they haven't looked up anything. But they don't want to debate because they're not in it for truth. They're in it for the culture that's a sports team to them.
And, you know, it's funny. So as an entrepreneur yourself, right, you touched on it early in the segment, I thought you made an interesting point. I'm an entrepreneur, too. And it's anyone, though, not just entrepreneurship, anyone that's worked hard to get where they are, anyone that has drive, anyone that has passion for something, they also understand gratitude, right? Like when you appreciate nothing, you learn to appreciate. When you have nothing, you learn to appreciate everything. And but what we have now is people that work for nothing, refuse to do anything, and appreciate nothing. So they don't understand the gravity of the situation. Like you were saying, the innovators throughout time, the people that built not only cities, countries, culture, everything, spent blood. You think about all the people that fought and died for all this, and not in like a hoorah way, like, oh, America. I'm talking about real innovators from wherever that did all these things and built everything. And then you basically have these people that come in that have never been told, never done anything. They bought into the system lie, the establishment lie, which you were alluding to earlier. You know, they've been told,
yeah,
just study hard and go to school and you'll be fine.
And by the way, this is everyone too. Talk to LeBron James. It's all about failure. Any professional athlete, any entrepreneur, any rich person, the plus sides, which is what you see, is a tiny fraction of his culture. His culture is failure. It's failing again and again and again and getting back up. It's the same with getting laid, actually. Anyway, any guy's got a hot girlfriend, hit on a lot of other girls, and he got turned down a lot of other times. But that's what I love about this book I was plugging earlier, because Alex started the whole thing talking about you didn't build that and Barack's attitude. The Roeblings, who built the Brooklyn Bridge, have a fascinating path that goes back to hand-making rope, which everyone used to do. You'd sit there and you'd twine it all. It took hours and hours and dozens of people. And then they got into using wires to do that. And John Roebling, I can't remember which Roebling it was, but the guy who started the Brooklyn Bridge lost his foot. He crushed his foot while he was building that thing. He watched it from a giant clock tower nearby as his son and his wife completed the project. I mean, these guys were not World War II vets, but even these entrepreneurs lost lives making our lives better. I mean, Manhattan would be nothing without the Brooklyn Bridge.
It is amazing. And you think about also, you see the photos of the construction workers just working. There's just a massive amount of risk they could fall down. People were falling down all the time. They didn't care. They were building something they believed in. They were doing what they believed in. And they weren't even, it's not like they were making that much money at the time, right? So these were people that did all that.
There was dozens of men who died just doing the groundwork for the bridge because they didn't know what the bends were. They were dying as they came up from working on the rocks down under the water. And look, we're not asking, by the way, for a parade for these people. We don't want giant memorials. But when you start crapping on the people who built civilization and you start talking about the patriarchy and you start scoffing at tradition and telling dads they're horrible people and everyone is a rapist and stuff, you go, you know what? I didn't ask you to get a tattoo of me, but this whole, like, I'm responsible for everything gets a little annoying after a while.
You know, that's what's funny, too, is no one's sitting here saying, you know, these people should be worshipped and look all that. It's just the blatant disregard for every single thing we've been actually built that we can enjoy now. It's almost like everything Obama's saying is just a really, really terrible version of what we're saying. You see what I'm saying? In the sense that we should appreciate these things, we should continue to build things. He's saying, you didn't do anything. No, you know, everyone gave you everything. Those people are bad. It's a complete disgrace. It's absurd. And you also think about what we had to endure with coal miners getting black lung, dying. The breaker boys, they would sort coal. Their hands would get all bloody down to the bone. They would die of black lung. All those people did that so we could get to this point and not so we could crap all everything like you just said. And people just want the ultimate, the like you said, finding an attractive girl, right? They just want the hot girl. They just want the money. They just want the success. They don't want to do any of the failure. They don't want to go through any of the process. They want instant gratification right now. And that is when we get to the point where someone's triggered by a Twitter post because they're upset and they demand the police arrest somebody.
Do you have kids?
I do not have kids.
How old are you?
How old do you think? I'm in my 20s.
Okay, well, it's time to shape up.
I know. I'm failing hard, man.
All these people who worked hard to build bridges and air conditioning and flashlights, they also survived the bubonic plague and world wars and different conquests. So you could get to that desk. Now, I assume you're with an attractive lady. If it's been more than 6 months and you guys are living together and you haven't had a drop-down drag-out fight, put a ring on it. Get a ring on it, knock her up, and make some more U's.
That's some good advice right there. And hey, also, no, I do appreciate all my ancestry that led me to this point. But consider the fact that millions and millions of people died and their genetic line is over. All right, we're going to be right back with Gavin McInnes and cover some more news. Rio and more. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1151.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
That's right, it's The Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, talking about some serious stuff and having some fun with Gavin McInnes of CompoundMedia.com, Twitter at Gavin_McInnes. He is an entrepreneur, a comedian. You know, it's a funny thing about being a comedian. not only can you get away with a lot of things, which I like, but this, it's really the best way to reach people. So many people take themselves too seriously, and everybody is just in this weird shell where you're not allowed to say certain things. But when you add the element of comedy in there, it shatters it all. So Gavin, who's also, by the way, appointed himself to my relationship coach as of this program, telling me I need to have more children and get married, so I can appreciate that advice. But Gavin, tell us a little bit about, you know, why you chose to do comedy, and then we're going to talk about the Rio Olympics and everything like that. But it doesn't help you reach more people?
Yeah, it's just naturally who you are. I think 5% of people are funny, and as you can tell from watching this, I'm hilarious.
Clearly, yes.
The comedy scene, though, is so left-wing and so anti-Trump, it's bizarre. And I think it has a lot to do with daddy issues. Most comedians don't have dads. Most comedians' dads are disappointed in them. So they'll vote for any non-dad candidate. But I find videos and movies is a great way to get your message across using comedy. And you get away from stand-up and all these uptight people. But even making movies and stuff, it's amazing how much political correctness has polluted the entire genre. All of being funny has been seriously marred by PC and liberal culture. And that's actually good, because when they were messing with conservatives and they were messing with Roe v. Wade and all this other stuff, no one really cared about that. But when you mess with someone's comedy, when Jerry Seinfeld is saying, what the hell is going on here? When Chris Rock is refusing to do colleges, all of a sudden people go, so wait, who are these little brats that are wrecking my fun? And they screwed themselves by doing that.
You know, it's funny because you look at some of the best comedians back in the so-called day, and comedy is the best avenue to just shred things. You can make a joke out of anything. You look at the ridiculousness of something. You could look at, like, Richard Pryor style. You could just dig into stuff so easy in a way you could never, ever, ever do in politics, and it gets the point across.
And it was a lot less left-wing. I mean, Lenny Bruce was all about free speech, the First Amendment. Today, all these same comedians are about, like Sarah Silverman saying that these college students are on the right side of history. My friend, and I like Sarah, by the way, my friend Jim Norton, who I adore, was also saying that these people are on the right side of history, these PC people. And I think it's because a lot of these people, and I'm not including Jim and Sarah in this, but a lot of these comedians, they want a TV gig. So they know that one N-word or one racial thing or one sexist or homophobic thing anywhere on my record, and I could blow my TV gig. So it's made them total and utter pussies. And when you're worried about this, ironically, it's Sarah Silverman who said this. She goes, when you're worried about how someone will interpret a joke, you kill the joke. It's like a painting. And if you work on a little too long or a little too little, you ruin it. And the great evidence there is stutter. If you're saying a joke and you stutter towards the end, the whole joke is ruined and no one will laugh. That's how fragile it is. And these people are going in there with political correctness and just blowing up the entire thing. They're ruining movies. They ruined Ghostbusters. They're ruining stand-up comedy. They're ruining sketches, TV sketches and stuff, and stuff like that. It reached a breaking point this year, and 2017, the rest of 2016, we're not going to see this anymore. I can't say it enough. Listen to the Zombies song. This will be our year, because this really is our year. They bent it and it broke.
Because it's not actually about not being racist, not being sexist. I know I'm not racist. I know I'm not sexist. I know I actually empower people way more so than all of the people that claim that we're so racist and sexist, right? But it's more about word domination and ideological domination. Political correctness is not expounding ideas. It's not extrapolating on free thought. It's censoring. It is literal censorship. So you're talking about forming a joke. Now you have to worry about, even me speaking right now, is this going to offend someone? And not because I actually hate that person or that group or whatever. I'm totally not racist, totally not sexist. But now I have to worry about if someone's going to construe it like that. So what happens is you put a limiter on your brain, like a car limiter, and you can only go so far now. And you're breaking that. You know, good for you. We're trying to break
well,
it here, right?
That's what I'm saying about it. It's one thing to tell me I can't drive somewhere or I can't dress like this in this establishment. That's one parameter. But when you start getting into my brain and telling me what my motives are wrong, or I'm not allowed to think that, especially when I'm not even sure where I was going with that, and you're telling me what I was thinking, like the CEO of Mozilla, what was his name again? Brendan Eich?
Yeah, he donated to something he believed in and got obliterated, right?
And we don't know what his motive was. I mean, maybe he's gay and he doesn't like gays getting married because it's too conformist. Maybe he loves gay marriage, but his dad's last wish...
See, that's too much thought. That's too much thought. All right, Gavin McInnes, we got to go to break. It's been great talking to you. I don't know if you're going to want to hold over or not, but Gavin McInnes' website is compoundmedia.com. Check him out. Thanks a lot.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Censorship has a new name. It's tolerance. Don't you want to be tolerant? That sounds way better. It sounds even cool and trendy and fun. Being tolerant is the new thing. Oh, but wait a minute. It's not about being tolerant, because I am tolerant. It's about censorship. It's about limiting scope. It's about providing favor to certain people, the exact same thing that it says that it wants to protect. Example is this. Bikini-only day at French water park criticized. Well, I would hope so, because you're banned unless you're wearing a bikini. So the water park in France is to be booked out for one day to Muslim women wanting to wear bikinis. But the decision has led to criticism by politicians on the right. Well, on the right, well, it seems like it should lead to criticism from everybody, because I thought this whole thing was we're being tolerant. If someone wants to wear a bikini at the pool, great, good for them. Who cares? But I'm not allowed to go to the pool, or I guess rather some woman is not allowed to go to the pool in a bikini. That sounds like exactly the opposite of what's supposed to happen. Now imagine if we had a Muslim-free day at the pool. Okay, that would really, really upset people, wouldn't it, Gavin McInnes from CompoundMedia.com? Wouldn't that upset people? But see, they're allowed to say that only Muslims, I mean, unless you're going to wear a burqini and not be a Muslim, which would not be the case, are allowed to be at the pool this day. It is literally every single thing that they're saying that they're, you know, against with, oh, it's so politically correct. What do you think about that?
Yeah, didn't Sarkozy try to ban the burqa? I thought the burqa was banned there. This is what's going on here. We are so tolerant of everything. We're tolerant of the intolerant. So these women come from a culture that is sexist, no matter how you slice it. And we are tolerating their intolerance. They can't be around us, so we tolerate their inability to deal with Western women in bikinis. And I will guarantee you that within no amount of time, this bikini day is going to offend Muslims. Because they are insatiable. So there's going to be some sort of problem. The bikinis will be too lavish. There'll be too many colors used in them. The bikini hours will be too long. Men will be too tempted to go. I guarantee you that the Muslims will have a problem with this. Because like liberals, they're insatiable. And when you give them an inch, they take a mile.
Now look, for me, my view is we don't even have to debate any elements of the religion or so-called left, so-called right. It's easy because we can just say, wow, this is illogically stupid, right? So yeah. We can look at it and say, burkini only day. Let's just say it's potato sack only day, and there's a religion of people that wear potato sacks. It's still horrible. I mean, how about no Muslim day, like I said, would be horrible. It's absurd. It's the reverse, though. It's that they say you have to tolerate, which is another form of actual censorship in this case, because tolerism is good. I should walk around and not scream racial slurs at people. I am not racist. I should tolerate people's existence. But this is not tolerance. This is forced upon you, and it's a mandatory form of domination.
Well, it's treating them like they're diseased, too. I mean, if you had some sort of horrible peanut allergy, and there was a restaurant that said, we're going to have peanut-free day, and all these people with this strange affliction, they can come in here and know they're not going to break out in hives. Or we're going to have, you know, cancer patient day where no one will stare at you if you're bald from chemo because everyone will look like that. Well, I'm afraid that Muslim isn't some sort of medical affliction. It's not a condition. It's not a disease. So to treat this like we have to tenderly walk around them on eggshells and make sure they're okay with their horrible disease is almost just as demeaning as Islamophobia. Look, you came over here. You have to follow the culture of the place you moved to. You think we would get away with Big Tit Day in Afghanistan?
That's actually, yeah, that's funny. And it's also a form of discrimination against them to treat like, you know, well, you're safe here. And it brings me to this point. I also want to add that, you know, in kindergarten now, they have pictures of white people and black people. And there's kindergartners running around. They don't even care about any of this absurdity. And they'll say, this is a black person. This is a white person. This is a male. This is a female. And the kindergartner's like, what? And I've seen so many emails and screenshots of these types of things sent in from parents. And the kindergartners are like, what? This is just my best friend. I don't understand. They're like, this is a black person. This is a white person. Except. And the kindergartner's like, what? I accept everybody. I love everybody. It's when you make it such a big issue, that's what's actually racist.
Yeah, and you know, as a parent, which you'll soon learn if you follow my plan, that's one of your biggest goals. There's the Santa thing, there's hiding 9/11, and there's not letting them know that race is a thing. They should just see that someone is darker than someone. And it's going to happen inevitably. They're going to learn that there's this big hullabaloo about melanin. But your goal as a parent, among other forms of innocence, like sex, is to delay that for as long as possible and to keep them, I'm sorry, but naive as possible for as long as you can. And then these schools come in and they go, you know that he's basically a slave and you're a plantation owner, right? And you go, first of all, that's not true. But secondly, will you shut up and stop showing them pornos, basically racial porn, when they're 8 years old, when they're four years old?
And you said naive, and I would say, it's not even naivete.
Sure.
It's more like stopping them from buying into the lie, because it's almost like No, it's not being naive to just not see the be racist. I mean, it's like it's truly we should model ourselves after what children do. They don't care about any of this. You think they're sitting around arguing about religious and political beliefs with other kindergartners? No, or the color of their skin or the differences they have? No, absolutely not. It's not even an issue. It's only an issue when the media over and over again tries to make an issue. And I will remind everybody of this. CNN show trashes Trump 200 times more than covering Obama's $400 million Iran payment. Gee, is the warped reality media trying to force something down your throats? Yeah, they are. That's why every single time anything happens, they just push the angle. If it bleeds, it leads. And they are the ones driving this fake narrative that no one's even buying. Thoughts on
that? You got to check out this movie. It was, I think it's almost 10 years old now. Media Malpractice. And it was all about the Obama campaign. Oh, no, this would only be 4 years old, sorry. It's about the Obama campaign with Sarah Palin and how CNN, Anderson Cooper especially, was obsessed with Sarah Palin's $100,000 wardrobe. And CNN went on and on about it dozens of times. Yet Reverend Wright, the only time it would come up was for Anderson Cooper to discredit it and say, isn't this politics as usual? And hasn't he always already disavowed Reverend Wright? And why are we even talking about that? In fact, John Roberts... In Media Malpractice, they show a clip on CNN where John Roberts goes to Obama. He goes, this is a Reverend Wright free zone. We will not be covering this. So CNN is exactly as bad as MSNBC, and that goes down to Vox and Daily Kos and Mike. They're all far, far left sites. And I think CNN has somehow gotten away with being known as somewhat unbiased. But even Twitter is shooting very far to the left because they're petrified of Trump.
There's a bias everywhere. The idea of being unbiased is a joke. Every single person is biased. Some people are more towards bias in reality. Some people are more towards bias and distorted reality. And sadly, of course, the bought and paid for mainstream media system, they're biased towards warped reality.
But don't they seem like saboteurs? I mean, when you and me and Alex talk about stuff, we talk about things that are tangible, like $400 million going to Iran. When they talk about stuff, they are purposely censoring information. They are telling lies. So it's really propaganda versus just saying the facts. I mean, I'm happy to criticize Trump about a bunch of stuff, but they won't do that with Hillary. They won't do that with Obama.
It's always a lack of details. So you say, you know, you're willing to criticize Trump. For example, though, someone could take a screenshot from the show of you wearing a Trump shirt and they could say, starch obsessed Trump supporter, right? But I bet, just like me, I could criticize a ton of things about Trump, right? I could criticize a ton of things. I could argue with myself and criticize myself, okay?
Yeah,
it's all
I've
about the details.
Charles Krauthammer said it. He goes, they think we're evil. We just think they're wrong. And I don't even believe in a difference of opinion. I don't think it's true. I think it's just one person having less facts than the other. But once you pile up all the facts, the truth becomes irrevocable. It's sitting right there in front of you. You can't just agree. If you agree to disagree, then it means one of you has given up on getting the facts.
It's also an issue of emotion versus facts, too, right? Because look at the Rio Olympics. And the producer said that you had to head out here in a minute. Are you still good to go?
Yes, I do. I got
to
go.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, then I'll let you head off. But it reminds me of also Rio. Right. Because they say, oh, emotionally, it's like, well, we're going to give them a chance. It's amazing. It's going to be so fun. No, it's not. Everyone's getting robbed. There's a security risk. The police and fire are saying, don't come in here. You're going to die. It's a joke. It's emotion versus reality. And people are just getting played like a harp by the emotion system. Final comments before you got to head off. Gavin McInnes.
I would like to say, as an immigrant to America who has lived all over the world, I was born in England. I lived in China. I was raised mostly in Canada. I am honored to be here, and the level of ingratitude here, the number of ingrates, is downright embarrassing. I mean, when I saw Roots playing on Memorial Day, it made me want to go up to a vet and just apologize. These people are so ungrateful. These Americans are so ungrateful about this wonderful country we have, where we accept more immigrants than any other country in the world combined. We are more religiously tolerant. We treat gays better than anyone else. We treat women better than anyone else. And if you want to talk about Northern Europe, okay, let's talk about the entire West then. The point is that we are the most civilized and free, and we seem to be getting the most derision for it. I think that Americans need to go on a world tour and come back and kiss the ground they walk on, because it really is an honor being part of this country.
Very well said. Gavin McInnes, CompoundMedia.com. Thanks so much for joining. Had a good talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so now what we're going to do is we're going to go into these Rio news. Chinese hurdler vomited on, robbed of luggage on first day. All these teams getting robbed and stuff like that. First, though, I did want to remind you that this extended sale at InfoWarsLife.com is probably going to have to be pulled down pretty soon, especially for BrainForce. BrainForce is selling out. You can get it for 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. It's $17.76, down from $29.95, which is actually over 40% off. And, of course, since we've had that special going up when we extended it, we are going to sell out, and we're going to have to pull that special soon. So I wanted to read a couple of reviews from people. You can see all the five-star reviews on InfoWars Life. Just go and click the BrainForce page, scroll down, and click reviews. These are from just a couple here, from one from Johnny. I have used this product on recurring monthly orders. Love it. Auto ship. Also, you get an additional 10% off. So much more focus, mentally and energy boost than I've felt for many years. I am now in my fourth bottle or order of BrainForce. It is a good product to keep on hand at all times. And we've got David K. He says, definitely would recommend this product to keep a clear mind. I take this product before leaving for work, and it keeps me very alert with customers and helps to do my role very efficiently. The fact that it has natural ingredients is also a big plus, and I don't seem to have the big crashes I get from most stimulants out there. Yeah, absolutely, I agree. It's because it uses natural brain-activating ingredients. It's not loaded with stimulants, right? It's not just junk. It's not like you're going to go to the convenience store and buy a very, very toxic energy drink, and you're going to get buzzed, and your head's going to feel like it's on fire, and then you're going to feel like crap afterwards. This actually has beneficial ingredients that your brain uses for many of its processes. We've also got 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is the drink mix that really works. It's a multivitamin. And DNA Force. And site-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So site-wide free shipping. This is an extended special. It is going to be taken down soon, especially for BrainForce. So if you want it 40% off, now is the time to get it. Let me tell you, I take 2 BrainForce in the morning, and it makes the difference. It is one of those products where every single time you meet a fan or something, they come up and they say, BrainForce, oh my God, it's amazing. It really is awesome. Now let's get into some of this. So, you know, we talk about all of this. We talk about these things. First and foremost, it's so important to understand when we talk about political incorrectness, we're voyaging into a path that very few people are willing to voyage into. Because it's kind of like going into a forest. Some twigs and weird stuff's going to fall on you, and by the time you walk out of it, you're going to be covered in some junk, right? Well, that's what happens when you talk about these unmentionable subjects, right? Like when we talk about in kindergarten how these poor children are told, this is a black person, this is a white person. You see, most people you're not allowed to talk about that kind of stuff. But you see, we actually care because we want to progress humanity, and we don't want children to be turned into actual racists by showing them this is different, we're different, because we're really not different. And it's one of those things also that reminds me of the Rio Olympics. And I talk about this a lot because it's such a great perspective. Now, I feel very, very sad for all the people that live in Rio or in the area. And I feel bad for the athletes. Yes, they're highly paid, whatever, et cetera. But they're in Rio and they've been told to close their mouths. They can't drink the water that they're swimming in. 2 teaspoons is enough to give you an infection. And all the anti-diarrhea medicine in the world is not going to save you, right? But instead of foreseeing all these problems, which many did, the officials at the Olympics, you know, they're just like, it's fine. It's going to be so safe. Like, it's going to be great. And it ties into what I was just talking about with Gavin. People that have never even been outside the country and seen true third world conditions, or I mean, I guess you can see very, very sad conditions in many places like Philadelphia, where I grew up. You could see horrible conditions, right? But a lot of people have never seen anything like that, and they think that the world is just some magical suburb where everyone gets deliveries from vitamin water, and you know, everyone's happy with Botox and smiling all the time. It's not the case. It's really a really vicious world out there, and we should be grateful for what we have. Wherever you are listening around the world, you know, there's a lot going on. Now, we talked about this at length, the hurdler that was vomited on, the Danish Olympic team hit by thieves. I mean, the media acts like it's unexpected. You're having a massive event in a country that's in turmoil, in an area that's totally, totally in turmoil. And this, stuff like this should be expected. Rio 2016... Officials forced to cut their way into Olympic Stadium after losing keys to gate. So they couldn't even get in the gate. BBC reporter in Rio de Janeiro captured the incident on video outside the stadium prior to Wednesday's women's football match between Sweden and South Africa. Two men described as firemen are seen using a pair of bolt cutters to break the padlock and open the gate. So there, maybe who even knows, you know, what kind of officials they are. They're just, oh, these are officials. I love that word, by the way. Don't worry. These are officials. When you hear the word officials, you just, oh, yes, absolutely. You could probably walk into a bank and say, I'm an official. I need all of the money in your storage, please, in the vaults. Give it over. And then this, as Rio games approach, 1.3 million tickets left unsold. I say good. That's great. You know why? Because the police and fire withholding the sign saying, don't come here, you're pretty much going to die. Maybe we should have listened to that. But you see, it kind of goes back into the whole tolerance thing, political correctness thing, where it's bad to talk about how unsafe a place like this is. So in response, I am suggesting officially here on the Alex Jones Show, it's an official suggestion, that we hold the next Olympic Games in Juarez, Mexico. I believe it will be a great place for the Games. I believe it will, you know, just let's ignore all the safety implications, the fact that the violence is worse there than ever. You can basically see from the border just like mortars going off and fires, you know, craziness. Juarez, Mexico would be a great spot for the Olympic Games next time around. Of course, I'm kidding because it's highly unsafe and terrible. And it's not politically incorrect, I guess it is, to say that. Rio, clearly, 1.3 million tickets left unsold for good reason. We'll be right back at the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Lots more to come.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
you look at stories like this that we're about to cover, is that there's two different goals. One is to advance every single thing that we've worked for and advance humanity. And the second is to push humanity backwards and take control and try and dominate something that is really beautiful and has been such an amazing progress, right? So you look at this. First story is private company wins U.S. clearance to fly to the moon. I think this is an amazing thing. Florida-based company won U.S. government permission on Wednesday to send a robotic lander to the moon next year, the firm's founder said, making the first time the United States has cleared a private space mission to fly beyond Earth's orbit. The FAA unprecedented go-ahead for the Moon Express mission also sets a legal and regulatory framework for a host of other commercial expeditions to the moon, asteroids, and Mars. Great. We need more space exploration. NASA's budget is terrible. Pretty much, you look at Hillary Clinton, she doesn't want to expand the budget. A lot of candidates, for whatever reason, do not. NASA, regardless of your beliefs, clearly we need to go and we need to explore space, the wonders of the universe. There's so much out there. It's beautiful. Now, then look at this, right? Juxtaposition here. North Korea hopes to plant flag on the moon. This is from AP. And fortunately, AP, oh, printed, there we go. North Korean space officials are hard at work on a 5-year plan to put more advanced satellite into orbit by 2020 and don't intend to stop there. They're also aiming for the moon and beyond. Now, what's funny is, key phrase there, it says, you know, they're working on advanced satellites into orbit by 2020. Gee, I wonder why that is. It couldn't be for military operations or anything like that. They just want to plant a flag on the moon. An interview with the Associated Press, a senior official of North Korea's version of NASA, said international sanctions won't stop the country from launching more satellites by 2020, and that he hopes to see the North Korean flag on the moon within the next 10 years. Even though the U.S. and its allies try to block our space development, our aerospace scientists will conquer space and definitely plant the flag of the DPRK on the moon. Yes, absolutely. It definitely has to do with the flag on the moon, like I said, and not any type of militaristic activity. But you see, there's one thing here. We want to explore space and find its mysteries and understand the universe better. There's so much that we don't know, right? Just imagine how much we don't know about the ocean. Well, times that by quadrillion in that space. And we want to expand. But at the same time, look at what's holding us back. Right. Look at what's holding us back. Instead of putting the funding into that, instead of companies being created to launch these missions, companies instead have to focus on things like paying massive amounts of taxes and being screwed over. And also we have to remember that certain groups, you know, North Korea is too busy trying to launch satellites. And let's not remember this. This type of thing is also what's preventing us from leaping forward. Fed announced that Goldman Sachs has agreed to pay $36.3 million to settle allegations by the Federal Reserve that it obtained and used confidential regulatory materials from the central bank 2 years ago. What's that amount to? This amounts to 0.1% of the firm's 2015 revenue of $33.8 billion. And wow, the banks also make money from taxpayer dollars, $80-plus billion. Bloomberg said originally it was around that, and then I think it was $180, and then they released again that it was far more. So, you see, we can't go to space because the banks are looting everything and they're getting away with it and it's all a big joke and then we're left to pay the bill. So there we go. But leaving on good news, Italy passed a law to encourage all supermarkets to give unsold food to the needy that'll feed 200 million people. And this is actually the answer to world hunger. So Italy's doing a great job feeding 200 plus million people. It's been an interesting show. Gavin McInnes was a very enjoyable discussion. Gave me some life advice as well. But stay tuned tomorrow for Alex to come back from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. It is a wild ride during these times. You don't want to miss it. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is The Alex Jones Show. Thank you for watching.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.